Halachan Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tzedakah Siman Reish Mem Tes, the Rama writes that when a person gives tzedakah, he shouldn't feel glorified by it, and he shouldn't, if he does, be mispar, if a person does feel special and proud and glorified because he gave tzedakah, the Rama writes, Einu makabel schar ela afilu ma'anshin aso aleh. Not only does he not receive reward, but he even gets punished for it. But the Rama concludes, Mikol makom misha makdish davar litzdaka, a person who dedicates something to tzedakah, a building, a room, or something, it says, Mutter lo shiyachtov shemo alav, you can write his name on the plaque, shehelo lizichron viray lasot kain. This way, his memory will be remembered, and it's very appropriate to do so. So what's the reason for doing so? So the Taz says the reason is, in his eyes, is this way, if he writes his name on the plaque that he dedicated this Beis Medrash or the Aron, so az lo yuchlal hatzibur l'shanos oso davar l'midei achrina. This way a person can change it. Since your name is stamped on it, there's no changing it. This way it stays set in stone forever that you gave it. Now the Shach in the Kudosh Kesef doesn't like this Taz. He says the Taz didn't look at the source. If you look at the source of the Ramah, this is not the reason at all. The source of the Rama is based on the Tshuva HaRashba. The Tshuva HaRashba is talking about that there's an inyan of sanctifying and really publicizing the person who gave the tzedakah in order that you should give schar to the Osei Mitzvah, and you could open the delos up for other people as well. And there's going to be a zichron tov. It's going to give schar and honor and kavod to the person giving it. And it shows other people that look at the special kavod you're getting, it will encourage others to do this as well. One of the proofs of the Rashba is this week's Parsha. The Medrash says in this week's Parsha, when Reuven saved Yosef, Reuven heard what was going on and saved Yosef at Tzadik, so he got a schar for this. And the Medrash says, had Reuven known that Hashem would have written in the Torah, Vayishma Reuven Vayitili Miyadam, that Reuven saved Yosef, Al Kseifo Haya Molicha El Aviv. Reuven would have lifted up Yosef on his shoulders to make a greater presentation and a whole parade of saving Yosef. And same thing, if Aaron knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote Aracha Usamech Belibo, then Aaron was so happy when he saw Moshe was given the rights to be leader of Am Yisrael, he wasn't jealous, he was happy. The Medrash says, had Aaron known, he would have went out with dancing and music and drums and made a whole big big deal of this. Why? What's the reason? Because people see that you get such honor, kavod, and schar for doing mitzvahs, it's going to encourage to do others to do mitzvahs as well. So this is the reason for the Ramah and the Rashba. Why do we write a person's name on a plaque when he does a mitzvah? Because it encourages others, it opens up the doors for people to do mitzvahs as well. So this is something very much we want to encourage, of course, based on this week's parsha of Reuven and Yosef. There's an interesting shaila comes out from Moshe. Moshe was asked a question about a person who had promised to give money to a certain institution, a certain Torah institution. So the person came to collect the money, and the guy said, I want you to come to my office. You could pick up the check from my office. Now, when he got to the office, the secretary said to him, my boss said to me, I could only give you the check if you tell me who told you that I'm a wealthy person. But this ani came to this random Jew on the street, and he found out that this guy was a wealthy guy and asked for money from him. So this wealthy person wanted to know, who exposed my name? Who told you that I am wealthy? And if you don't tell me who told you, I'm not going to write you a check. Ramosha writes that this is not allowed, because number one is you made a neder, you have to fulfill your neder and give the check regardless of any stipulations. Number two is your only reason for finding out is certainly to be mazik the other person. You want to scream at him, be upset at him, and you're not allowed to do that. So you have to give a check and you don't have to tell who told you. So Ramosha goes into a whole conversation. This is in Chela Gimel Yardaya Simon Sadihei. In general, are you allowed to tell other aniyim who's wealthy, who's money, who has money, who's willing to give tzedakah? So Moshe says, based on another sugya, that if a person's a good host, so you don't want to go ahead and tell people, oh, this guy's a great host, because everyone's going to bombard him, and he might have people who are inim huganim, people who are coming to the house who are not appropriate, whatever that means, and he's going to lose all his money, and he's going to be too embarrassed to say no. So you don't tell someone when he's a great host. You don't want to say he's bad about him, but you don't want to say necessarily he's a great host and might lose all the money. When it comes to collecting tzedakah, people know how to say no. They're not embarrassed to say, no, you're asking for too much money. I'm willing to give you a dollar. You want $1,000? I don't have that type of money. I can't. People are not embarrassed to do so. So based on these grounds, Moshe says, you are allowed to tell people that guy over there in that house, he's got a lot of money. You could go to him. And if he wants, he could always say, no, I gave my money already. I gave my maaser. I gave my chomesh. He's allowed to do this. And based on these grounds, you are allowed to, again, it's encouraged for a person to publicize his name. To publicize his name, that he was involved in giving tzedakah, to put his name in a plaque, and encourages others, and you're even allowed to tell other people when people have enough money to give out. Now he says further, Moshe writes, that you could assume that the person hadn't given maaser yet, and the guy's really, really, really wealthy. Chances are, even if he did give maaser, he most likely didn't give chomesh yet either, and you're allowed to even force a wealthy person to give chomesh. So a wealthy person should never be upset on the one who told, who exposed who he was, and rather he should be makir tov. He should be makir tov because he's giving, getting another chance, another opportunity to do a mitzvah of tzedakah, and therefore he should be thankful for the person exposing his name.